My box in the outfield. My box out of here.
Yeah, it's out of here. Get up. Get out of here. Gone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you and everyone listening. How are you, Dave
Knuth? I am great. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing a lot better. Seeing your smiling face pour a nice frosted mug of beer. Yeah.
Yep. We got our buddy Moose in mug here.
I see that. Those are the nice thick.
They are.
Moosetoberfest. What year does that say on it? I think we've talked about this before.
That's an antique, I think.
It is. Yeah. One of them's like 08, 09, before yeah. I could even drink.
Right.
But I still did.
Cheers,
there.
Yeah. Found a way, right?
Did you ever do any underage shenanigans back in the day?
Never.
Never. No. I remember you talking about the baseball fields.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know, there was an occasional misdemeanor violation, I suppose.
Yeah. And can we talk about it on air?
Yeah. Well, I've grown to love beer at an early age. I remember riding on my lawnmower with my father. We had a riding lawnmower, and he had a beer. I was probably, I'm going to guess, 7 or 8, and he had a beer, and he asked me if I wanted to try it, and he had to take it out of my hand. He's like, ho, you know? So
let me go back to the shed and grab another.
Yeah. Yep. But, I don't know. There's just something about beer. It's funny. I was just listening, the Master Brewers, it's like a worldwide organization. They do, they do different seminars. And I was listening to this guy, he was talking about the health benefits of beer and all of the vitamins. And I mean, it's a real deal, amino acids and nutrients. And, I mean, I've been saying Blue Eyed Blonde will cure darn near anything for years now. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I believe you.
Yeah. I love beer. My wife, she's not an ER nurse anymore, but, she took care of this lady. This is a number of years ago. I think the lady was 98 or 99. You know, she was pushing 100. And she came into the emergency room, had a little, I don't remember what it was for, but she was like sharp as a tack, still lived at home, still drove. I mean, just like, and funny, witty. Sure. And my wife asked her, you know, Darlene, what's your secret? And she said, well, I read my Bible every day and I always have 2 beers.
Perfect.
You know, she'd been doing that for the last 70 years.
What time did she have those beers?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
8 a.m.?
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, we were talking a lady from the ADRC yesterday and myself.
Sure.
Which she'll actually be in the studio here in a little bit. But we were talking about light beer versus the regular beer. Now, like, Miller was founded in 18 whatever, but Miller Lite wasn't until the 70s.
70s, yeah.
So what was the difference there? Do you know why the light beer took so long?
Well, honestly, it's funny. I've been actually learning a lot about that. There's a guy named Paul Casey. He just came out with a series of books about lager brewing and specifically American lager brewing, because America has become the world premier brewing country. I mean, and they have been for 100 years, you know. And so that style, that light style, kind of evolved after World War II, where people's tastes started to change, you know, and consumer demand started driving like a lighter beer. Okay. And so the guy came up with Miller Lite, and then, you know, Bud Light came afterwards. But
so it just kind of evolved. There wasn't like a big
There wasn't like a big conspiracy or anything like that. It was more driven by consumer demand. But America and American lager brewers, I mean, you can't doubt the influence they've had on the rest of the world, because now every country in the world, you know, has an American lager style beer, you know, and it's funny, like craft brewers like to knock, you know, the Miller Lights and the Busch Lights,
you know what?
Yeah. But, I have a lot of respect for those guys, because, I don't care if you get a Miller Lite, you know, in Florida or California or Milwaukee, Wisconsin,
it tastes the same,
you know, and it's very difficult to do that.
If they clean their taps.
Yes. Yeah. If they clean their taps. Yeah. That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so that's part of the reason. So we're coming, I was telling you last week, we're coming out with this American lager beer
for towards America the end of 250. Yeah, yeah.
America 250. And it's our, my vision of what, you know, it's not a Miller Lite, but it's kind of like what, you know, in the 40s and 50s when those, you know, like the Anheuser-Busch's and the Strohs and, you know, all those guys like Schlitz, you know, like the Pabst, you know, like produce like big, you know, like just like.
It's got that lead pipe.
Yeah. You know, a little, you know, like still very lighter than any of our other beers.
Sure.
Not as bitter as like we're having the Pilsner. And Pilsners, I love Pilsners are probably my favorite beer. But they do tend to be a little hoppier. That's just the style where this American lager will be. You know, not as much of a bite.
So would you say a Pilsner is like in between a light and a regular?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, this is your program. What do you want to talk about
today? Well, you know, it's funny. I could talk about beer all day.
Right.
We do have some fun stuff going on. Tonight we have Ayana, and I'm probably saying her name wrong, but I think it's Ayana. Ayana Jorgensen from Ripon College. She's doing... It's like her senior recital performance. So she's going to have a little trio tonight from 6 to 7 down at the brewery. So folks can come out for that live music. And then we have live music with Charlie Wiggins tomorrow. And he's great. He'll do some country, some rock, some Pearl Jam, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he's playing 5 to 8. And then we have a couple new promotions going on. So Hy-Vee, last month, Hy-Vee was our vendor of the month. So every time you bought a six-pack from Hy-Vee, if you brought it into the brewery, we entered you in to win a merch pack. So free t-shirt, hat, beer. So shout out to Chris Bumby, local Ripon resident. so he won. But this month, Crossroads Market and Gas Station, they're our vendor of the month. So anytime you purchase a six-pack from Crossroads, if you bring it in, we'll enter you in to win a merch pack. And then we're just doing this new thing too. We're calling it the Golden Keg. So Vines and Rushes,
Charlie and the Knuth Brewing.
That's
factory.
Right. Yeah. So Vines and Rushes, one of our best partners, been together for a long time. So they have the first Golden Keg. We just delivered it today. And if you go there and you're the person who kills the Golden Keg, you will get your golden ticket. And
did you really spray paint it gold?
We did.
You
yes,
did?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we will, you'll get the golden ticket and then you can come in and you can get a prize. So.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Anything else today?
Next week we have live music too, the Maintenance Men Band. And I didn't tell you, I forgot to tell you last week. I was up at Timber Rattlers last week. So they're in full swing.
Sure.
Baseball. It seems like we're finally getting maybe a little warmer weather. You know, I feel like spring is playing hard to get this year.
It is, but I don't like the heat. So this is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. And then Doc Spider's baseball is coming up soon at the end of the month. We just delivered our first order for them this week. So things are happening.
Things are warming up.
Yeah.
Contact info, Dave.
748-5188.
Cheers.
Cheers.